Thursday morning, Bauman and Giddens in the studio with me, and got a little game show music here, because we're doing
Romper Rumor.
Are you smarter than a romper rumor?
I don't think I am.
I have been, because I've been up top on you 2-0, and when we quit it, when you say we were cheating, you were out for 8 weeks, and I went up 11-1.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
Who's first?
All right. You know who's first. He's first. Let's get it.
Where are you going, Giddens? Math, science, English, history, and geography.
And we're going to do a new sixth segment, subject today called villainism.
Can I get first grade lunch?
No.
Give me first grade.
He would win that every week.
Geography.
Which continent do elephants live on? Two answers here I'll accept.
Africa.
Correct.
Asia's the other, isn't it?
Yeah, because there's Asian elephants. All right, David.
Give me first grade English.
Which word names a person? Teacher, run, fast.
Bro.
I got to think about this. Let me scratch my head a little bit. Teacher.
Correct. Tied up. You're up, Giddens.
Second grade history.
Who was the famous general of the Confederate Army during the Civil War?
Ulysses Grant?
Nope.
I can do it.
Robert E. Lee. I said the wrong one. I said the Union.
South, yeah.
Robert E. Lee.
Come on, Giddens.
Oh, he's hitting his head. So I'm up 2-1 because I answered that one.
Okay. No.
I'll do second grade history as well.
Which U.S. president delivered the Gettysburg Address?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct.
2-1.
All right, Giddens. Come on.
Sleep deprivation.
He's going to blame it on his kid. It's our show, Giddens.
Third grade science.
What do we call the movement of the Earth around the sun?
Orbit?
No.
Rotation?
No. Revolution.
Revolution. I knew I was close. I knew it started with an R. I should have said wrestling.
It's orbit.
No, it's not.
Revolution.
Orbits are planets.
Movement of the Earth around the sun.
Yeah.
It's called
revolution.
Yep. He's right.
The moon orbits around the Earth.
Yeah.
Give me third grade science to go up 2.
What is the term for the layer of gases surrounding Earth?
Is that ozone?
No.
Okay.
The atmosphere.
Atmosphere, okay.
Yeah, that's just one layer.
Yeah, the ozone is one layer of atmosphere. You can tie it up here, Giddens.
No, I can't.
You can miss another one.
Let's see. Let's do fourth grade math.
A rectangle has a width of 10 centimeters and a perimeter of 36 centimeters. What is the length? A width of 10 centimeters and a perimeter of 36 centimeters.
8?
Yes.
It's good. I would have never got that. All right. What two subjects do I have left here?
You got math and geography.
Give me fourth grade geography.
What is the capital of Argentina?
Are you kidding me?
I think I might know it. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, God.
Say it in its native tongue.
Is it San Marcos?
No.
Is it Buenos Aires?
It is.
All right, so we're tied.
Did I get that point?
No.
No, you don't, because I didn't
get it. Tied going into the last round, Giddens.
I think I only have fifth grade English left,
right?
Yeah,
you do.
What is a dangling participle? And be careful and not go sexual on that.
What is the difference between a biography and an autobiography?
A biography is a written by someone else, and an autobiography is written by the person that it's about.
Correct.
How easy.
That was pretty easy for fifth grade.
I mean, come
I'll
on.
Take it,
all right, now
I'll
my
take
fifth
it.
Grade math, 2 + 2, 4. Let's go on overtime.
A box weighs 6 pounds. How much do 7 identical boxes weigh in total?
Bro.
Wait a minute. 7 other boxes that weigh 6 pounds?
You might as well have gotten 2 + 2.
There's a box that weighs 6 pounds.
Uh-huh.
and you have seven more of those boxes, what do those other seven boxes weigh?
Okay, just the seven or the eight altogether?
The seven, just the seven.
42.
Correct.
Might as well have gotten 2 plus 2.
Hey, come on now.
So we're seven tied. Times six, fifth grade.
All right.
Going to sudden death. Giddens, you're up. Who was the first female prime minister of the United Kingdom?
Bro.
What do you, you're an Everton fan.
So?
You should know this.
Give me Margaret Thatcher.
Correct.
Yes!
How easy can it freaking be? Now, you're going to ask me the hypotenuse of something, something, time, something.
Which state was the last to join the United States?
Oh, see. I know it's one of two.
Yeah, can't go wrong here, David.
I mean, I know it's one of two. Yeah, I can go wrong. Gosh, it's... I'm going to say Alaska.
Nope.
It's Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
See, I knew it was one of the two.
So Giddens is back on the winning side of Robert.
I've won it finally.
But you're still behind.